We'll be talking about the downtown renaissance, the great outdoors, lakes, and recreation. We'll explore the joys of late winter, my personal favorite being surviving it. It got a little cold here today. We'll also look back at the harrowing incidents of the past, including a daring raid by Babyface Nelson on the First National Bank back in 1933. You know, I do a lot of research for these shows. I like to find historical oddities. It's kind of my favorite thing. And there was one particular unsolved mystery that got my attention when I looked into Brainerd. To set the scene, I want you to imagine another time. Impeachment was in the news. Russia was on people's minds. I'm talking, of course, about 1999. That's the year it was reported that the intelligence service of the old Soviet Union, the KGB, hid a cache of money, weapons, and radios near here in Brainerd during the Cold War. That's right, back in the 1960s and 70s, Russian spies might have mingled with the tourists at Paul Bunyan Land.
Hun, there's Paul Bunyan, sitting on his throne of lumber.
Oh, yeah. That's real good there.
Hello. I'm Paul Bunyan.
Oh, for cute he talks. Hello, Mr. Bunyan. Do you know the way to Brainerd?
There are many ways to Brainerd. My favorite is the trolley.
The trolley is closed for repairs.
Were you followed?
Yet. Some FBI in Minneapolis, but they were too slow.
What are our instructions?
You'll find classified ad for Gerdo mold in today's Brainerd Dispatch. Phone numbers are coordinates for the cache. There you will find guns, passports, and your orders.
Oh, yes, because in 1970s, people actually read the classifieds and use jello molds. No one will suspect anything.
No one ever found the cache of KGB goodies, and that's probably a good thing. According to the defector who first reported it, the supply box was booby-trapped with bombs. The era passed without incident, except for that unexplained explosion during the Kohl's parking lot constructions back in the 2000s.